Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Well, good morning, neighbors. Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. From the heart of the volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, it's Brian, John, and Dalton here with you this morning. Mr. Rogers,
that movie debut is pretty soon,
22nd.
I think it's tomorrow. No, it's not tomorrow. Yeah, it's the 22nd.
22nd?
Yeah.
You know, I look at it, and I guess once you get in the movie theater and you're going to go, wow, that looks like Tom Hanks. He kind of looks like.
Yeah.
He doesn't look anything like
doesn't
him.
Doesn't look him, but he does.
But he's
in the
got those mannerism stuff. Yeah. You know.
He's going to walk in. He's going to take off his shoes and put on some slippers.
That would have been, to me, I think, a hard role to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's
he's
hard
probably
going to
win an Academy Award, though.
I'd say so. It's hard to play somebody that everybody loves.
Yeah. And everybody knows.
Right.
Everybody's familiar with. And there's no way you'd look like him.
Right.
You know. But they.
I think you'll get past the looks if his mannerisms and if he talks like, you know, if he does a lot of those things that remind you, make you reminisce, I think maybe you'll be okay.
I'm sure he researched a lot for that part, didn't he?
Absolutely. I would say he watched every episode.
And it's a story of a photographer or a reporter that went to interview him. And it changed his life, right?
It was a reporter who his job was to kind of tear up people and had a good story about Mr. Rogers.
Well, let's get a quick check of weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine today and highs getting close to 50 degrees. Winds will be fairly light. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 27. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs top out near 51. Winds stay north 5 to 10. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 24. Winds again north 5 to 10. And then Saturday, sunshine remains in the forecast and highs reach 52. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 29.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Good morning. It's quite heavy out here now, so check it out live. 24 westbound here at Walden Road up through the Hickory Hollow area. Always a good idea just to be on the safe side. Give yourself extra time to head towards Nashville. On 24 going west, it's picked up out here quite a bit now. Sam Ridley trying to get down the interstate. If you're in a bind needing cash, Choice Cash has a new way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots. Good food and fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, on this Thursday, don't forget, for lunch today, you can get the BLT sliders for just $4.99. That's right, $4.99 for the BLT sliders. If you're thinking, man, I'm really hungry, and you love that Cajun chicken salad, you can get that for just $6.25 today at Toots. Great specials over there, so stop on by.
Toots.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
14 minutes after 7.
You're unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't think they were talking about him.
Probably not. Yeah. It is Thursday morning. Oh, they said it again.
I think he's just talking about the fact that the show's been on for over a year.
Yeah, isn't that
it's
miraculous?
Unbelievable.
Man, you find it hard to believe, don't you?
Very.
Well.
Not that it feels like it's been longer than a year, but I can't believe that we're still on.
We do have a lot of people. People don't talk to Dalton because they don't kind of like the man in the mirror. No one sees him. But...
We are out.
Are we going to get a thing on a street board?
A billboard?
A billboard.
Billboard, the three of us right there, right before you get to the station.
Maybe we'll do
it. Could you imagine Bart driving down one morning and see us on a billboard?
Yeah, really. We can put it on my car.
I like Bart too much. I wouldn't want him to have a wreck right off the road.
Or anybody else to have a wreck for seeing our faces.
But we do, seriously, you and I especially, we'll see people when we're out doing ball games together, and it's like, yeah, we've been doing games for 20 years together, but I heard you on the Wake Up Crew yesterday.
it's wild. It does happen. It is kind of crazy.
One of the things that we normally do on Wednesdays that we didn't yesterday.
I was very disappointed.
Because we celebrated our 1 year anniversary, and it was one of John's segments, and it caused quite a controversy.
But you know, I didn't start out doing random questions.
We would alternate. Yeah. You'd do it, and then I'd do it, and then he'd do it, but he never wanted to do it. So then it went to just us two. And
I like asking the questions. I don't like answering them. And now I'm doing it every week.
I know. That's why we do it.
Well, he would never find the questions.
No.
So that was the issue.
Another thing that we need a union.
And then
it's going to be a very short edition today of.
And now it's time for Random Questions. With your host, John D. Kids.
I don't think it's going to be too short. Have you ever heard this segment? And the way you two answer questions, we got plenty of time. All right. If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which would it be?
The Addams Family.
Yeah, I could see that. Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with Full House.
Full House.
Yeah, now, the Tanner family.
So you would be...
That's what kind of family he wishes he had. And he doesn't have.
Well, are you replacing somebody or are you just joining the family?
If you could be a member.
I'd just join.
Just join?
Hang out with them.
All right.
Live on the couch.
Once a new family. That's it.
If you could close one fast food chain... No, that's too... That's ugly. Mm-hmm. I don't... That's all. I said, if you could pick one fast food chain that you like the best, which one would it be? Fast food.
I'm going to go Taco Bell.
Interesting.
It's unique. Yeah. They got Baja Blast there.
the things that fascinate him.
I'm going to say Burger King because I like their flame broiled burgers.
Okay. All right. Good answers. You guys are doing okay.
Are we being scored?
What do you wish you'd accomplished by now in life?
So many.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I thought that was a nice question. What do you wish you'd accomplished by now in life?
So many things. I'm just going to leave it. I'm dropping this one. There's no way I answered this question without getting made fun of.
What?
Fortune.
Fortune. You'd like to have a fortune by now?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? How's that working?
I'm in radio, man.
If you could run one business, which would it be, and how would you change it?
Ooh, so a pre-established business?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Walmart.
Okay. How would you change it?
I would make the stores more organized. You could go through easier and find everything easier.
More organized.
Okay. I don't know how, but I would figure out some way.
What about you?
Maybe a radio station. Because I think I know how to do it.
How's that working for you?
Well, there's no fortune in it, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Those are two questions that you kind of bombed out on, Brian. Really, I have to be honest. But that's a look at random questions.
Well, you made me look at my past and future and just kind of made me melancholy.
Kind of like a Christmas carol, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of so far. We'll be right back.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
This is a paid legal advertisement.
Every one of us has traveled on a highway next to a tractor trailer. We understand the huge difference in size and weight of these trucks. These trucks can carry up to 80,000 pounds fully loaded, compared with the average car that weighs only 4,000 pounds. If you're involved in an accident with a tractor trailer, you need a lawyer who knows the laws and regulations that are involved with these large trucks. You need the law offices of John Day, 615-867-9900.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction Company. Whether you're dealing with your insurance company for restoration or if you're just wanting to remodel your home, we can help at Farrah Construction. If you or your spouse is looking around your home and it's looking like it's time to update, we can do anything as far as painting, new flooring, anything that you're looking for. As we've said before, if you can dream it, we can turn it into reality.
Give us a call at 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
It's fall, y'all, and family-owned and operated French's Shoes and Boots has your cool weather shoes, boots, apparel, and more. Like Blazin' Rocks boots, regularly $64.99, French's price just $34.99. Select Miss Me jeans are 40% off, plus we have fall merchandise arriving daily from great brands like Carhartt, Timberland, Columbia, and more.
It makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Is your home ready for fall?
Properly insulated windows and doors can make a huge difference.
We have what you need at the Habitat Restore.
Is there a draft coming through the door? Or you feel air coming through your window? Come to the Murfreesboro Restore.
Here at the Murfreesboro Restore, we have everything to make your home fall-proof.
Fall-proof?
Yep, that's right, fall-proof. The Murfreesboro Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, November is Men's Health Month, a reminder to take care of your health. So Low T Center is offering a $49 comprehensive health assessment and a $49 home sleep test. Low T Center is concierge medicine exclusively for men. Most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542. That's 615-603-3542. Or schedule online at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Back here at 7:22 here on this Thursday morning. It's the 14th of November. We appreciate you being here with us today. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro, where we find Hope Rogers standing by to talk with us about big things going on there. And Hope, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm still thawing out from this cold week.
Oh, man, brutally cold. I guess you
brutally all cold.
Enjoyed the powdered sugar coating of snow.
That's exactly what it looked like, Brian. Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah, just enough to remind us Mother Nature's in control. But
that's exactly right.
At least we had a nice Veterans Day, and I know you all had good weather and a nice day for a big event, because I saw the photos on Facebook. Looks like you all blew it out.
We did blow it out. We honored our veterans on Monday for Veterans Day, and we had the honor of having a fellow here named Ricky Smith. He's a retired Army colonel who spent most of his career actually working at the Pentagon, just recently retired. He's the son of one of our residents, Lorene Foreman, and he helped make it a great Veterans Day during our lunch. He actually pinned each one of our veterans and presented them with a special coin that honored their service in their branch. So that was really cool. They loved that. We have close to 20 veterans in all living among us.
Wow.
Here between independent living and memory care. So it was an honor to get to recognize them on Monday, and the weather held out, and it was beautiful.
And boy, that had to be special for the residents, for, you know, people to recognize their sacrifice, and that was cool. And you know, a few months ago, you were talking about raising money for at the craft fair to erect a flagpole, and I saw some photos online. Is that the flagpole that you raised money for?
That is the flagpole that we raised money for. It couldn't have turned out better. We, you know, they came and installed the pole just a few weeks ago in hopes that we would be able to, that the weather would permit us to have the flag dedication, which we also got to do on Monday. So yeah, that was really neat. I think it started raining about 15 minutes after we finished, but it held out, and everybody came together, you know, like you said, through the craft fair and donations to purchase that flagpole. And then Ricky, once again, he helped with that dedication as we raised our flag for the first time here at the Villages.
Oh, very cool. And I'm sure everybody was glad to see that happen, and it couldn't happen on a better day.
Couldn't have happened on a better day. It just looks beautiful flying high out in front of our building. We've got the spotlight's on it. So yes, they can't stop talking about it. They're very proud.
Awesome. Yeah, and should be. That's very neat. Talking with Hope Rogers at the Villages of Murfreesboro here this morning about some of the great things going on. If you want to check out their Facebook page, you can see some of those photos that I mentioned there. You all do a lot of educational things too. Murfreesboro police were out this week too. Am I right about that?
But they weren't here for me or any of the other management staff, so that was a good thing. They were here for education for our residents and for the staff. So yeah, we had them come out, and you know, it's kind of it's a difficult topic, but nonetheless, we try and keep everybody safe as we can. And they came out and did a little seminar on, they don't even call it active shooter anymore. Unfortunately, they call it active killer. But the active shooter and disaster training incidents, you know, it's unfortunate we have to have these types of training, but it's important we educate our residents and staff to keep them as safe as possible. And we appreciate them for, you know, coming out and speaking to us.
Yeah, I would think that this is one of those tough subjects to embark on, but you don't shy away from that, and people want to know and know what to look for. So at least we have great folks at MPD to come out and do those, and a willingness for your residents to hear it. So
yeah, that's exactly right. And I think they appreciate that we are trying to keep them safe and teach them about these difficult things. But it's just unfortunate, but it's part of our society today.
Yeah. On a lighter note, some of the things that you get to talk about is food. Chef Jason had a good time talking with him, and he does that with the residents too, doesn't he?
He does. Tomorrow we have something called Chef Chat with Jason, and the residents, they all come together and talk to Jason about, you know, things they'd like to see on the menu or things they'd, you know, might like to change or whatever. And he loves talking about food, as you know, after talking to him. And that's something he knows a lot about. So we'll have Chef Chat tomorrow, and then he's going to turn around and cook for our tailgating party. We're going to have a little cookout.
Oh, wow. Good stuff. Tailgating, you all do just blow out everything. You just have big time out there at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Tell us where we can find you out there.
You can come find us here at 2550 Willow Oak Trail, right here in Murfreesboro, right off Wilkinson Pike or Robert Rose Drive.
Very good. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
You too, Brian. Thank you.
Hope Rogers joining us here this morning from the Villages of Murfreesboro here on News Radio WGNS. Coming up on 7:28, we'll continue with more of the Wake Up Crew here in just a moment right here on News Radio WGNS.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Making decisions are hard. Having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our village experience. Some of the reasons you would want to come to the Villages would be to never have to wait for a table at a restaurant, bingo, Bible study, movies, musicians, fun every day here at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it. But to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Branches Counseling Center provides healing, hope, and restoration for people of all faiths, regardless of their ability to pay. Part of how we do that is by the support of people like you who are interested in caring for others. This is Dr. Mike Courtney at Branches. If you'd like to know more about how to help others through Branches Counseling Center, we encourage you to go to our website, branchescounselingcenter.com. We're here to help others, and we want you to be a part of that as well. Thank you. God bless.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, hey, it's Thursday, November the 14th.
Hey, hey.
It's the Wake Up Crew here from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
And we want to remind you, hey, hey, to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Larry and Elaine Kirk are today's good neighbors of the day. They're avid MTSU fans, and they're just very fun to be around. So they're going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
Don't forget, local news, local traffic, local weather, all coming up, brought to you locally by
French's Shoes and Boots.
French's is at 1837 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, and they've got your fall weather gear, shoes, boots, apparel, you name it, they have it at French's Shoes and Boots. You need to stop on by. Here's the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine today and highs getting close to 50 degrees. Winds will be fairly light. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 27. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs top out near 51. Winds stay north 5 to 10. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 24. Winds again north 5 to 10. And then Saturday, sunshine remains in the forecast and highs reach 52. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 29.
Good morning, still quite heavy out here on 24 westbound now, trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area, continuing towards Nashville. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here up and down I-24. They moved them pretty quickly, except that one in Nashville's got it slow. 24 east at 440. Again, but that's eastbound, not westbound. Hey, if you're in a bind needing cash, Choice Cash has a new way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland says the time is drawing close in Murfreesboro when it won't make sense to continue building new schools for students. When that happens, he says, the city will need to look into a partnership with the Rutherford County government in the future.
We cannot afford to build in the next 2 years another $40 million school. I mean, this last school, we spent roughly $35 million plus site work plus land. And then furniture, fixtures, and equipment plus computers, you're probably looking at a number that's the mid-$40 million range.
And he says it's not just the schools. The city and the county are also going to commingle emergency dispatchers for the county inside that new $50 million Murfreesboro police headquarters. Remains that may be those of missing youth Devin Bond were found Wednesday afternoon in the Barfield area. News Radio WGNS correspondent Brian Barrett has details.
Rutherford County Sheriff Mike Fitchue says they're awaiting results from the medical examiner's office for identification. He said the remains were found in heavily wooded terrain. Search teams will resume looking for clues and other items Thursday that could lead to identification. Brian Barrett, News Radio WGNS.
The first MTSU faculty staff stole ceremony will be held starting at 10 o'clock Friday morning in the second floor atrium of the Miller Education Center. Hillary Miller, director of the Charlene Hazel Daniels Veterans and Military Family Center, says the ceremony recognizes the students, families, faculty, and staff who have served. More information available on our website, WGNSradio.com. That's also where you'll find news on demand 24/7. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
card.
Come on over and save.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So should you.
So we try to match the best product we can for someone's budget.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If anyone is having any difficulty at all, have your hearing tested.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Chance to try them to see if it's going to work for them.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
They're very pleased with our service.
608 East Clark Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Nate Williams with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation joining us here on News Radio WGNS. And, you know, the outdoor sports are kind of wrapping up, I guess, aren't they, Nate?
Yeah, outdoor sports are wrapping up, you know. I know soccer's finishing up, but we do pick up our youth basketball. That's starting to pick up steam, and people can inquire about signups for that at SportsCon Patterson or our main office. Any questions people have, they can call our main office at 615-890-5333 and ask about any of those programs. I mean, it's interesting, you know, people find out you work in Parks and Recreation. They say, well, what do you do when it's not spring and summer? You know, I tell people regularly, October is our busiest month. Unfortunately, we had to, the rain halted some of our plans for the Barfield Bash. But it's just, it's a busy month for us. And then we just stay busy throughout the fall because we offer a lot of things. We've got Sports Common, we've got Patterson Senior Center, we've got McFadden. We've got so many places that people can go and just in the wintertime, you know, kind of work off those wintertime blues and be active, try something new, try pickleball. Try water exercise. And if people just need to get out and walk, you know, we've got two indoor tracks at Sports Common Patterson. And it's a great opportunity, especially this time of year. We want to make it where there's no excuses, nothing that stops people from getting out and staying active.
Now, you said water exercises, so I'm not going anywhere that's outdoors for that, but you have indoor facilities.
We do have indoor facilities, you know, and we get a lot of people who come and want to give it a try, and we've got water exercise. We've got gentle joints type classes. Mm-hmm. We've got more aggressive deep water type classes. We've got lap swimming open, all, you know, most of the time for people who just want to go swim laps. And then, you know, people forget about, too, we just have open swim times. You know, I know parents want to get their kids out and burn off some of the energy that they're used to maybe, when, especially when it gets really cold. It could be 15 degrees out, and we still have our indoor pools at Sports Common Patterson open. And that's just a great way for kids to stay active, you know. They'll run at Patterson. They'll run up that the staircase 20 times to go down the slide, you know, over the course of a couple hours. So it's a great way for people to stay active. I think a lot of people don't take advantage of the pool in the wintertime. It's a great time to be in the pools.
My daughter, there was one year when she was a little tyke that right at the end of school, she broke her arm. Mm-hmm. Well, all summer she had a cast on. You know, and she couldn't swim, and she likes to swim. And so that winter, several times, we went to Patterson and enjoyed the indoor pool, and she got her swimming in. She was really disappointed that she was going to miss all summer, you know, not getting to go to the pool. So, but it is a great opportunity, and for kids just to, I mean, they love the pool, so why not enjoy it in the wintertime?
And there's so many things you can do in that aquatic environment. That's where I started with Parks and Recreation, with pools. So I've participated in just about all of them. But, you know, even on Tuesday nights, we have a water polo program where, you know, we'll have 20 people out there playing all kinds of games of water polo. That's one of the toughest things I've ever done, participating in that. So just a great way to stay active. And then swimming and, you know, climbing the wall and everything you can think of is a lot of fun.
You also, you talked about basketball. So there are some indoor sports and indoor things that go on. Basketball, is that pretty much after Christmas that the games start?
Yeah, it really picks up. It's a wintertime sport, and it's a great, that's one of the programs. I was talking to one of our assistant directors, Thomas Laird, the other day, and we talked about the expansion of that. And I think we see a lot of our programs expanding and our events expanding. Anytime, just with the nature of the growth in Murfreesboro, our programs are growing. But, you know, that thing's grown from, like, I think 15 or 20 teams. Like, I think we have 140 teams that play. And, you know, we couldn't do it without all the volunteer coaches that help. And our staff do a great job organizing that. But it's just a great way for, even if you have a kid that has never played basketball before, mm-hmm. our coaches do a good job about teaching. And it's not ultra competitive. You know, we want to compete. We want to teach kids about sports and sportsmanship. But it's just a way, I think parents who might be hesitant and say, well, my 9-year-old has never played. It's a great way to learn the game too.
And for that, you have to have a lot of partners, to have enough facilities to have that many teams.
We maximize our gym space at SportsCom in Patterson and McFadden Community Center. But fortunately we have a good relationship with the city schools and we're able to use their gyms and run that whole operation.
Nate Williams with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation joining us here on News Radio WGNS.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
It's fall, and French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more, has fall merchandise arriving daily. We have new muck styles for the whole family, and vests, jackets, flannels, and more with brand names like Carhartt, Timberland, and Columbia. Plus, who can forget our bargain racks full of unbelievable deals up to 90% off?
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
Wow, Penny, I love your new cabinets and backsplash too. Where did you go to find such beautiful granite?
I went to Cabinet Empire.
Cabinet Empire? Isn't that a cabinet store?
Don't be fooled by the name. They also have tiles, flooring, and their huge selection of granite slabs is something to see. At Cabinet Empire, they constructed a 3D design for free.
No way.
Better believe it.
Cabinet Empire, aren't they across from Jackson Heights Plaza?
805 Northwest Broad Street. Tell them that Penny or Josie sent you and get a free sink
with your remodel purchase.
This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. At Fleet Feet, we focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro, two doors down from Carrabba's at the intersection of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up this Thursday morning at 7:42 with a word from our friends at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. I want to say hello to Andy and everybody over there at Junior's this morning and invite you to stop on by for some great specials here in the grocery department. How about 8 o'clock coffee? Sounds pretty good here at 7:42. 8 o'clock coffee. You can get the ground coffee in the bags or the 12-count K-Cups just for $99 over there at Junior's Foodland. Capri Sun fruit drinks. Dalton and Bobby, my daughter, lived off those. 10-pack of Capri Suns, two for $5. And how about Lux peas or beans? 5 cans for $4. Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner, select varieties, 5 for $5. Hefty plates, cups, or bowls, 2 packages for $4. And everybody likes a little ice cream at night, ready, right before you go to bed, right? So Mayfield Select ice cream, assorted varieties, 2 for $6. So some of the great savings you'll find there. Plus, they've got Red Tag savings throughout the store. You know, you don't have to choose between everyday low prices and weekly specials. Junior's Foodland has both. So look for the Red Tags for big savings at Junior's Foodland. 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. So what have we learned today, gentlemen?
I learned that day two, or the first day of our new second year, is pretty much going to be about as bad as the first year was.
Yeah, just 364 days until our two-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
I think we'll retire that one
I'm
for
so
a while.
I'm so excited. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
and we have 14 days.
That was going to be mine. But Thanksgiving. He just took it. That was going to be what I learned. So it is 14 days till Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Well, you still got an opportunity to talk here.
Well, yeah, but he took my what I learned. I guess it's pickle day.
Yeah, I love pickles. Oh, no, you don't.
Mm-mm, not a fan.
Pickles make a hamburger, man.
No.
I'll just eat a pickle.
He never eats a hamburger with a pickle?